are now plugged into Action Features.
Right now.
Did you start it already?
I did.
I feel like this is higher than usual. Is it because we're sitting in a different place?
I think so.
I think that's what it is.
Did you start it? You can adjust it, though.
You started it.
It has begun.
I just want to make sure it's not the microphone's not angled so it doesn't fall down.
We really need to figure this stuff out before we get on here.
Oh, hey, everybody. Oh. It's Action Features episode 45. I'm pretty sure it's 45. Is it 45?
45.
It's 45. This is going to be free for all, so deal with it.
They'll deal.
Last episode was great.
It was great.
We did the Batman Animated Series episode. A lot of people seemed to enjoy it. And a few people were commenting that, talking about Over the Edge, cued them in to watch that episode, because they maybe not watched that last volume as much. And they said, Over the Edge, I'll have to check it out. So that's great. I'm glad to hear that, you know, that maybe we exposed you guys, that we exposed ourselves to you guys when it came to Over the Edge on Batman Animated Series, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do?
Yeah. You didn't hear what I said.
Expose myself to people. I heard what you said.
Just make sure you heard it.
I'm listening.
Yeah, give me no feedback on that joke. You just left it cold.
Yep. That's okay.
I think it was Ryan Porter. I think that's who said that. And I think somebody else said it too. I can't remember what it was, and I apologize for not remembering the name.
I apologize on James's behalf.
Ryan Porter was definitely one of the ones that said he should check that out. My friend Brad also commented on the episode. He sent me a message saying that it was his favorite one of the bunch, that he loved that it was an hour long, and he wishes more of our episodes were an hour long.
I'll tell you what.
It's not going to be an hour
long. We start getting some money in, we'll do three hour episodes.
Here all day.
2 hour episodes.
You know, companies start calling us and saying, hey, we just want you guys to not work anymore. We just want you to stay at home and talk.
This is what we're waiting
record
for.
Record it, and we'll put some ads on there.
We're waiting for that call.
We've only got one sponsor so far, and he's not so good.
He's not coming through on the payday.
Yeah, we're going to keep trying, though.
Yeah.
But he said he really liked it. His one gripe about the episode was he didn't think that we gave enough play to Joker's favor, I believe is what Brad had said to me.
Mm.
But he really liked Joker's favor because it was all about how Joker spent this immense amount of time tracking this guy down and following around with this guy and all that stuff just to get him to open a door. And it was crazy and kind of ridiculous that he did all these things. And I agree with that.
He makes a good point.
It shows Joker's craziness.
Yeah.
With his obsession with Charlie Collins.
It's a good point.
Charlie Collins! It shows his obsession with that guy. Which is a good point. Good point, Brad. And that's the kind of thing we like. You know, get discussing on the episode. Get on the Facebook page and leave messages and talk to us about it. It's great.
You know what? There isn't an episode that really didn't deserve to get talked about.
No, not at all.
Some way we couldn't
cover everything, though. It was just, I mean, it's a huge
But if we had
series.
Some sponsors, yeah, and had some money coming in, then we'd spend like 3 hours a day. And
we could just play the DVDs and talk about them as they happen.
That's right.
Give commentary on every episode.
We've already done one commentary episode. Yeah.
It didn't work out so great.
something
That's one of my favorites,
something
though.
That nobody has access to or wants to see or anything. That's why we did
nobody
it.
Nobody wants that.
That is why we did it.
All right, so free for all. Hey, guess who just had a birthday?
Kiana.
I was going to say Kiana me. The correct answer was me.
Oh.
I just had one Sunday. I just turned 35.
Was it good?
It was great.
Wonderful.
At first, we were going to do this episode about like kind of birthday memories, but then we both realized that we didn't have many interesting birthday memories.
I can just go down the years and tell you I got gifts.
It's about all we can do.
One.
That's
not
fun.
I went to dinner last year with my family.
Yeah? Cool. I only had one birthday party as a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah. We always had a choice between, hey, do you want more gifts, or do you want us to spend that money on a birthday party?
Yeah, you told me.
I would always choose more gifts. I'll take the gifts.
You don't need a party.
1 year I took the party.
You can't take the party with you to school.
I regretted doing the party. I gotta say.
Speaking of birthday, well, did you have a story?
That was about it.
Well, speaking of birthday regrets,
yeah.
My one birthday story is 1 year. I might have told this on here before. I don't remember. I had a friend come over for my birthday, and this was...
You told this.
Did I?
I don't know. I just try to move on.
Thanks.
No, go ahead and tell it again.
No, I kind of lost my self-esteem.
No, you've got
dropped.
It, buddy.
All right. Thanks. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, well.
All right.
Okay, well. My friend comes over. His name is Josh. And we had the choice. We were given a choice what we could do. We could go to Castle Skateland.
Whoa.
Which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a skate arena.
That's pretty sweet.
Where you roller skate and the outside looks like a castle. And the inside doesn't look much like a castle. It looks more like a roller rink. But they do have a couple pieces of armor sitting up. It's Castle Skateland. It's a fun time. You go, you roller skate.
You... Can you wear the armor?
No, you cannot wear the armor, although it could be safer.
Hmm.
You hoot up on chicks, whatever. I mean, that's what you did at the time.
Hoot up?
Hoot up.
Whoa, I never heard that.
You never heard that?
No.
Huh, holla.
I've heard
of holla. We didn't say that back
I've
then.
I've never heard of hoot up.
But you would holla at some chicks.
Tonight when I get home, I'm going to go to Bobby. I'm going to say, hey, Bobby, would you mind if I hoot up on you?
On you. You have to add that. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, she might say yes.
She might know what it means.
She might say yes.
Yeah.
And then you will come thank me.
Yeah. I'll say, hey, you remember when you told me about the hooting up? I tried it. It was great.
Okay, so you will thank me tomorrow. And so anyway, there are a myriad of things that you could do at Castle Skateland. It was just fun. It was an adventure for everybody involved.
No doubt.
The other option was to go see Neverending Story 2 at the theater.
Oh, he took it.
Yep. Ugh. I really liked that first movie.
That's rough.
I had it taped off of TV, and I was excited another movie was coming out. So
that's very strange, because I think it was I can't remember what year it was. But I had an opportunity to, you know, my dad would take me to the movies sometimes around birthday time or whatever. And I think we saw maybe Ghostbusters 2 as one of a birthday thing. That was great, you know. But I was in sort of a similar situation where it was, you can pick a friend, you guys can go see a movie. And I loved the first Bill and Ted film.
Yep.
I loved Excellent Adventure. Why not go see Bogus Journey for my birthday? Yeah. It became a bogus birthday.
You didn't know it was bogus.
It was bogus.
It was in the title. You should have known.
It was totally heinous. It was non-heinous.
It was non-heinous.
Yeah, so I saw Bogus Journey for one of my birthdays, and that was a mistake.
Speaking of which, somebody got our Bogus Journey DVD.
Brendan Cool. He got the Bogus Journey DVD.
He got it.
He was quick, man. The minute he finished the episode,
he was Johnny
he was
on the spot.
There.
Well, how could you not?
He wanted that DVD.
I wanted it. Actually, if I didn't have a copy, I wouldn't have given it away.
You wouldn't have given it away. So that was some birthday stuff there.
I like the Robot Usses.
That's a good...
I don't like Station, but I like the Robot Usses.
I like the Evil Robot Usses.
I like the Evil Robot Usses, too.
I don't like the Good Robot Usses.
And I like Death.
Death is funny. Okay.
I like Bill and Ted's talking about the Robot Usses, the good ones.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Enough of that.
Yeah. Anyways, so here's some random stuff I want to talk about. You got some random stuff you want to talk about?
Whoa. Yeah.
Blaze pretty much tabbed himself recently. Did I tell you about this?
You told me that it happened. I didn't. Haven't heard the story.
He sort of tabbed himself.
Okay. Let's clarify, okay? This is a reference to season one. If you don't know by now
what a tabe is,
you need to go back and check out the tabe story.
Yeah,
but it refers to choosing something that was inferior when you have a choice. Which I got tabe'd on my birthday.
Yeah.
I got tabe'd with
with
my decision
it,
to.
It all stems back to me choosing tabe
over Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris
you didn't even he didn't have a Chuck Norris figure.
Yeah, I didn't even have Chuck Norris.
You didn't have
I
him.
Had tabe. So a couple months back, you know, we're getting Blaze has been really focusing on Batman, you know, like buying a lot of Batman animated figures and, you know, Kenner Batman stuff. And a few months back, you know, he'd been talking about I'd showed him the Batman animated Penguin because he had complained about the Kenner Batman Returns Penguin being just a repaint of the superpowers. He's like, he doesn't look like he does in the pictures I've seen in the movie. He doesn't look like this. I want the one that looks like he does in the movie. And I said, the animated series one. It's pretty close to the Batman Returns movie look. And I'd shown him this a while back. And so he said, wow, that's the penguin I want, is the Batman animated penguin. So yeah, it's a good figure. You should go after that one. Well, a few months back, my friend Chris had come by the house, and he had bought a collection of Batman animated figures. And I said, the kids got a little bit of cash each. Would you mind if they came out and maybe shopped through your stuff? And I knew he had an animated penguin in there. But I try not to influence my kids' decisions on what they want to buy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't say, you shouldn't get that one, you should get this one. Because I had the same kind of thing when I was a kid. I made my own choice, you know? So he has the box there, and Keaton and Blaze each come out. And I said, you can each pick two. And Chris ended up not even making them pay for them. He was just like, I'll just give them to them. They're not. They can each grab two figures. So they're going through, and I can't remember the ones that Keaton picked. But that animated penguin was in there, and I thought, for sure, Blaze is going to snag this animated penguin. He's going to flip out. He was digging through the box, and he got Robin.
Digging through a cardboard box.
And then he got Bane. The animated Bane.
Hmm.
And I was thinking in my head, like, what are you doing right now, Blaze? You're tabeing yourself.
You're getting tabeed, man.
The penguin's right there, dude.
He's what you want.
I know the Robin's a good choice.
He's what you want.
But the animated Bane? That's not a very good figure. It's one of the worst animated figures.
It's not good.
It's not very good because it's got that action feature thing where it slams it.
Otherwise, it's pretty accurate.
It's okay, but it's got that stupid, it's got the hands, it's almost like it's playing patty cake.
Yeah, it's...
You know, and its arms are always like that.
It's not very good.
But he's grabbing us like, are you sure you want to do this? You sure that's your choices? You know, not wanting to influence him to not put it back. And he's like, no, I want to get it. He's like, I've got a penguin. We've got a penguin we could play with. We don't have a Bane yet. And so he got it. And I could tell later on that night when he started playing with the Bane that he had regretted it. And he was thinking to himself, I should have got that penguin. I don't know why I got this Bane. I should have got this penguin. And so then, like, a little on down the line, he eventually just said, I don't really want this Bane. I'm going to give it to Keaton. And so he actually gave it away to Keaton. And then he's like, I want the Bane that was in the Batman and Robin line. Eventually I'll get that. But I could tell that it was kind of eating at him that he had not got that penguin. And he even mentioned it a couple of times, like, you think maybe Chris still has that penguin floating around somewhere? You think maybe I can talk to him about buying that penguin? And so I had mentioned it to Chris a few times, like, hey, if you still have that penguin, please put it aside. But he, you know, he buys and sells a lot of deals, so he had it tucked away in his storage area. And he said, well, if I ever find the box again, it's still there, and we can hook him up with it. And then just this past weekend, he had come by, and he found the box. And he was like, here is this box of figures, so that Blaze can finally move past the fact that he didn't get this penguin before. And so Blaze got the penguin. So he was able to undo his Tabe-ing and get that penguin.
So it was a Tabe redemption.
He redeemed himself. I was like, wow, I wish I'd have gotten the opportunity.
Totally redeem yourself.
As a kid to undo my Tabe.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
The time has passed, my friend.
You know what else is relating to my kids? There's a couple things I have on here relating to my kids I want to talk about.
Okay, let's hear about them.
Shoe sizes for kids. You probably don't buy shoes for kids.
I haven't in a long time, no.
It's so ridiculous because it goes from like size 1 to 13 and then it starts over again at 1. So like Keaton is in a size, I think, 13 mm-hmm. and Blaze is in a size 4 because the sizes start over again. Who decided that?
I don't understand sizing for most things.
Why don't you just keep going?
Just keep going. You're not limited on numbers. You can have as many numbers as
you
want.
It's ridiculous.
You
could have just kept going. Instead, I have to go, okay, is Keaton in a size 1 or is he in a size 13? And that to me sounds ridiculous. That the 13s are too small and the 1s are too big. At what point does somebody say, you know what, let's start over. We got the 13. It's ridiculous for us to put a 14 on this larger size. Let's go back to 1. That's stupid. That's stupid.
You know, people who make
whoever
sizes...
Whoever decided that's stupid.
People who make sizes are stupid.
Ugh. Idiots. That frustrated me. When I was in the store, I was like, I'm going to talk about this in the show at some point. Because this is frustrating as I'm trying to find these shoes. I got two
you don't know
kids.
Where, you don't know where to look.
Yeah, I got one size that seems like it's bigger than the other one by the number, but it's going for a smaller kid. That's stupid. All right, well, there's that. I also wanted to talk about, in relation to them... I'm just doing this because you're writing all this stuff.
No, it's great.
Okay. I don't want to feel like I'm monopolizing
it,
but you're
right.
Writing something
now. I'm done. What do you have?
Okay. I found the Star Wars Black Series this morning, and you heard me talking to Matt a little bit.
That sounds like a good spot for a break. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Just because your planet is about to end doesn't mean beauty has to. Jor-El's age-defying skin cream. A perfect product from my imperfect world.
Jor-El brand moisturizers and skincare products are known to have terrible side effects. Please consult your doctor before using. See store for details.
Okay, we're back.
Whoa.
Okay, so we were...
All right, then.
You were about to tell a story, I think.
So, I found the Star Wars Black Series this morning, before I was rudely interrupted.
I'm sorry, look. Jor-El
We gotta get him in when we got him in.
He is...
You never know what's gonna happen.
He's coming down hard on me.
You know, I was excited about this series. The Black Series.
The Star Worlds Black Series.
The Star Worlds Black Series.
Did you say Star World before?
I didn't. I don't know.
I want to clarify that we're talking about...
I meant the Star Worlds.
The Star World figures.
It's the Star Worlds Black Series. Okay. That's the new 6-inch line from Hasbro. Two things that have already upset me about this line. First...
Let's hear them.
I'll go with the lesser thing first. I found them this morning, and they had three figures on the shelf. It was Darth Maul, it was R2-D2, and Luke. I was like, oh, cool, the Black Series. I'm going to grab them. So I'm sitting there holding them. And I look at Darth Maul, and he's got like a weird paint glob thing on one of the eyes. And I'm like, you know what? I could deal with it. It's not that bad. And I go to R2, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, man, he's too tiny.
Small.
Why is he so small? He's already $20 for a tiny droid figure, which is rough, but he's actually too tiny. He's out of scale. So then I go to the Luke, and the paint job was horrible. I mean, the paints were a mess. The whites were bleeding in, and the orange was kind of, you could see the darker plastic underneath, and he had a big paint rub on his nose. It was just really bad QC, and so I ended up putting them all back, and I'm like,
you don't want them.
I'm not even going to buy them.
After so many things, were they $20 a piece?
$20.
Yeah. At that price, they can afford to not make too many mistakes on that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, it had to be, like, perfect. If I'm going to put $20 forth on a mass market figure, it's got to look really good.
Yeah.
When NECA's knocking it out of the park at, like, $15, I'm not justifying $20 from Hasbro.
Sorry, Hasbro.
I'm still on the fence on the line now. I mean, they were there, and I didn't buy them. The other thing that frustrates me, you start the line off with that Boba Fett SDCC exclusive, and I heard it was a nightmare to get it at San Diego Con. And then they put them up for sale on HasbroToyShop.com, but they didn't say when they were going online, so you had to check like every single day, every single hour, which is obnoxious.
Yeah.
And then they finally put them up, I think, the Thursday after the show, and he lasted maybe 3 minutes. Just out of nowhere, he just pops up, and he's gone in 3 minutes. That is frustrating.
It's frustrating. I understand the exclusives at the cons and everything like that. It's fine. That's a fun thing for fans and collectors, but it's getting to where it's really just a headache for people who want figures, and they're doing the same thing with the G.I. Joes. We've talked about this before. All the really cool figures that I say, oh, I would buy that, are exclusives.
And I
can't... The pegs are just sitting there with movie figures that really I don't want, and I don't... Apparently nobody else really wants them. I mean, you've got a line that is just chock full of endless possibilities for characters, and I keep seeing a Snake Eyes sit out. I love Snake Eyes, but that you're putting a
Snake Eyes in
a movie Storm Shadow in The Rock.
Yeah, that's all I see.
Come on.
Well, the thing that's frustrating, too, on that Black Series is you're going to start the line.
Yeah.
That's the first figures that Boba Fett exclusive. I mean, the wave is hitting pretty close after San Diego Con, but still, that's your inaugural figure, the first thing out of the line, and people can't get it. That's frustrating. You don't start off a line with frustration. That just, it taints it right off the bat for people. Like, I can't even get the first figure. I can't get Boba Fett. Yeah, he's going to be released in Wave 2 or whatever, but still, that's a ways off. It's just really frustrating that they went that route with it and then did the whole, we're on the site 4 days later. Keep checking. Here it is, 3 seconds gone. It's just, that's not cool.
Call me old-fashioned, but I just kind of like the days when something came out and you could go to the store and you could buy it. It was available. Just make something available. That's all you got to do.
That sort of bleeds into what I was going to say following this.
Okay.
So I'm at Target.
Okay.
And I put them back. I was like, you know what? I'm not putting $60 down on three things I have problems with.
You put them black.
I put them back.
Put them black.
And I put them the black series.
See?
I get it. I get what you're saying. And I've been kind of... I haven't been buying much mass market toys.
Yeah.
It's very rare. Occasionally a NECA pickup. Mostly vintage stuff. And then every once in a while a hot toy. That's mostly what I've been doing lately.
Yeah.
I've been really trying to stick to that. Most of the toys I buy at stores nowadays are for the kids because they're getting way more enjoyment than I'm going to get out of something sitting on my shelf. So I put those back, and I decided to look around a little more, and there was a ton of new Imaginext superhero stuff there. It was almost like it was an omen that it was just here. Like, oh, here's this brand new stuff on the shelf that you didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really cool about that line.
Yes.
We've talked about this before, is that the surprise is gone. We all know it's coming months in advance, and we're all out looking for it, and yada, yada, yada. This Imaginext DC superheroes line, we'll see stuff on the shelves that we had no idea was coming, and it happens again and again and again. We found a Joker and Harley pack we didn't know was coming, a Superman and Wonder Woman that we didn't know was coming, and then today I found tons of stuff. Green Arrow, Red Tornado, Black Manta, Darkseid, Gorilla Grodd, all these things I had no idea were coming.
All these superheroes.
It's like one of the only lines nowadays that we're going into the stores and we're actually seeing stuff for the first time on a shelf, and that's exciting. To go in and be like, whoa, Bizarro, that's cool, they made that.
I find myself tempted by the Imaginext.
It's a cool line.
It's really cool.
I mean, Keaton still plays with them.
Yeah.
I think Blaze gets excited because we're seeing something new.
Yeah.
And he just, it's almost like a Lego type thing where it's like, oh, that's cool that's out. And he's into like us buying them and having them and stuff like that. He's not really playing with those because, you know, they're more geared towards a younger group. But he's still excited about the line. And I think it's cool that there's a line out there that's, you know, affordable. It's like 2 packs for $7 of those figures, which is great.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, all the collectors have been glommed onto it. and you're seeing stuff for the first time on store shelves. They did this great pack-in DVD thing with one where it was like an animated episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah.
It was just, it's a really cool, fun line, and I really like it. I'm really glad to have picked them up.
I like it, too.
I spent $28 on four packs. That's great. I could have gotten one Black Series figure for close to that, and we're going to get a ton more enjoyment out of those packs.
You can spread that out over time, too. And
yeah. So there was that.
Well, speaking of when toys used to be available, I also got Tabe'd. This is a Tabe story that I forgot to tell before.
Do you mind if I open one of these things and eat
Whoa,
this?
Hold on a second.
I'm looking for one of the ones with the most crumb stuff.
What
on
have
the
we
top.
Here? Little Debbie cream cheese good. Streusel cake.
These are from my mom's.
I'm going to have one too. Not my mom's, but James's mom's. I'm going to eat one too.
Mine didn't open very well.
I love a cream cheese pastry.
I do too, man. Whew. Looks like there's cream cheese in the middle. You see that?
Yeah, like the muffins that we had.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jurassic Park comes out. What was it, 93, 92, something like that? Doesn't matter.
Those are good.
Jurassic Park comes out in 93. I go to Toys R Us. Stupid young Mike Beckett. Walking down the aisles. I can pick a Jurassic Park figure. I get to buy one.
Yeah.
I get to buy
you
one.
You can do it.
I can do whatever one. They each come with a dinosaur. They're fun. It's
you
fun.
You got the choice between Alan Grant?
I've got everybody on the table.
Ian Malcolm?
You want to know who I got? Do you want to take a guess at who I picked?
Oh, this is tough.
Because I got Tabe.
It's going to be Dennis Nedry, I think.
I picked Dennis Nedry. First Jurassic Park figure I have.
Why?
Why
would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That's a horrible mistake.
It's not
Nobody
even. He's
Nedry.
Not even cool. Maybe it's because he had shades on. I don't know.
So did Ian Malcolm.
Not,
how did you get him?
Did the first? I don't think the first wave figure had glasses on.
I thought it
on.
Did have shades.
I think you're right. He did.
I think he did.
I don't know why. Maybe because his arms ripped off, which was supposed to be dino damage, but it really was just a red peg.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't. I was sick with Dennis. Sick with Dennis Nedry at home. Yeah, the squirt thing. So I got another Jurassic Park figure not long after that.
Tim Murphy?
I didn't get Tim Murphy. I wanted Tim Murphy. You want to know who I got?
Ellie Sattler?
Robert Muldoon.
Oh.
Robert Muldoon, because he was like the cool action guy. But looking back, he had shorts.
Should have got
he was
Alan
wearing
Grant.
A pair of shorts. I never got Alan Grant. In all of my days, I never got an Alan Grant figure, and I wanted it so badly
That's
later
ridiculous.
On. The line That's was gone. Ridiculous. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get them.
That is ridiculous.
I missed all the main characters. I didn't get. Tim Murphy. I didn't get Ellie. I didn't get Grant. I don't think I had any from the second wave or anything.
That's terrible.
Well,
yeah, Muldoon's not as bad.
He's not as bad. He's the rocket launcher, and he was a cool guy.
Yeah,
but
Nedry is. That's a horrible mistake. Dennis Nedry shouldn't even gotten a figure. I gotta say it.
He shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have gotten a figure.
They skinned him up a lot.
And he looks nothing like he does in the film.
I remember him talking about that.
Yeah,
he said,
did.
Yeah, he was like...
He kept it as a motivation to lose weight or something like
I'm
that.
I'm this skinny little guy in this action figure, yeah.
What else you got?
You really want to know?
I got a couple things, but... let's see, I got one... I got two more things to talk about.
Okay.
What do you got? How many you
I have
got?
One more thing to talk about.
What do you want to do? Break it up?
Let's break it up.
Actually, I got two more things to talk about.
Who said that?
Three. I got three, I mean to say.
Oh.
I'm doing horrible math tonight. Okay, Motuk sub is coming to... it's time again. The subs are up for sale. They end August 19th. And they're doing the same things as usual, where it's like, if you don't buy it, it's over. You know, and I
Who's selling this time? Eternia Man?
Eternia Man. Eternia Man's for sale. And you know, at least they're being cooler this time. They're saying it's going to finish off core vintage characters. The thing I don't like is that... You know, there was a lot of conspiracy theories about last year, and I fully don't believe that they're completely honest with the sub sales. I think that they are a little shady. But their way of combating that, you know, that it's just Toy Guru coming out and doing videos like, I promise you, it's on the up and up. I promise you the thermometer's real, and we're totally being clear. It's just like Kickstarter, we're being completely clear. Okay, why... Not that I'm not calling the dude a liar... But if we all believe it was all conspiracy last year, why would a video of you just telling me that it's on the up and up and believe me make me believe it?
Yeah.
You know? And don't compare it to Kickstarter, because Kickstarter is completely clear on how much they need to make and what the goal is and all that stuff. All right? Your company has done a lot of shady things over time.
Shady character.
So you can't expect people to just buy into this stuff.
No, you can't.
Without questioning it.
Expect them to buy the stuff.
Yeah.
Without questioning it.
The problem, too, is that they won't reveal the full lineup of the year. I don't think people would even care if they said it's a tentative lineup and just listed the names of the figures they were going to do in a year.
That's not the first time they've done that, is it?
What's that?
Not revealed all the...
Oh, they never reveal it.
Oh.
They only give you the first few months, and then they say, oh, well, legally, we can't show you, tell you the rest.
Legally?
Which I think is kind of ridiculous. It's your line.
Legally?
Yeah. Why not just say, here's a tentative list? I mean, the Joe Club does it with their Joe figures.
They own all that stuff.
Yeah. And Big Bad Toy Stores even said that they would maybe order more if they knew it was coming the rest of the year. That they would order more subs.
Yeah.
Why not just give a tentative list? It's almost like, it feels like, and I'm not saying they're doing this, but it feels like they don't tell you because they want to put some filler in there.
Yep.
And they want to be able to put some maybe no names and some cheaper guys towards the end. And they just don't want to tell you. That's what, I mean, that's the only logical explanation.
We're going to get stuck with Standor.
Standor, yeah.
Oh, have we talked about this?
No.
I'm not even a fan of the line. I'm going to do a Maddie rant right now.
Do it, man.
I'm going to do a Maddie rant.
Do it, man.
You know what? Standor, based on Stan Lee. There's a He-Man figure that Stan Lee got a character of.
Yeah.
A man who has not written, not drawn, not had any input, had nothing to do with He-Man or He-Man's history, the cartoon, the comic books, or anything.
He's getting a figure.
Gets an action figure.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the people involved, out of everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody who wrote on that show, wrote for the comics, drew for the comics, came up with characters.
Yep.
Don't you think that one of those people should get a crack at having a figure first?
Yeah.
But Stan Lee, that's like making a, I don't even know what it's like.
I don't get it.
I don't even know what it's like.
I don't get it.
It's like making a Jackie Chan figure for your superpowers line.
Exactly. It makes no sense.
Why did
Jackie
Chan?
Came out during the panel and said, I don't understand this.
Who, Jackie Chan?
Stan Lee did.
Oh.
During the panel. I haven't seen the video, and I'm going by what people have said online, is that he came out and they were talking about it, and Stan was like, I really don't understand this. Because nobody understands.
He doesn't understand Dor.
Yeah.
Well, he had to sign off for it, though, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
Well, they're doing a partnership for one of his shows, like the Kamikaze Show or something like
that,
or his entertainment group.
Okay.
And they're partnering up on something, and so that's what the figure was made for that show, as a commemoration.
Okay, well, that makes a little bit more sense. But
it still doesn't make sense, because, okay, you have two lines, and everybody's talking about, oh, well, the budget doesn't come from Motuk. It's from a promotional budget to make this figure. Which, I mean, I don't understand that. Why is one budget different from another budget?
Oh, because they don't have a budget. They're selling figures at...
Oh, they're selling them at cost.
At cost, yeah.
We're on a Maddie rant for real right here.
So easy. It's easy to do.
It's easy to do. But either way, you have two lines. One's Masters of the Universe, which has nothing to do with Stan Lee.
Yep.
The other one is DC Comics. And Stan has done work for DC Comics. And Stan is known for the comics field.
Yep.
You have an opportunity to create a Stan Lee figure. Would you make one in a comic style to go with your comic figures, or would you make one in a He-Man style to go with your He-Man figures?
Yes, I see where you went.
Which one makes more sense?
I see where you went.
I would go with making a comic-styled Stan Lee to go with the comic-styled figures. Maybe it doesn't make a ton of sense to have a DC Comics-style Stan Lee, but it makes way more sense than having a He-Man-styled Stan Lee.
It certainly does.
It makes no sense to have Standor.
It certainly does.
At least it makes somewhat sense to make a Stan the Man for the DC Comics line or something like that. I don't get it.
Well,
I think it's the silliest thing ever.
Anyway, I felt like it was a slap in the face to all the people
who worked on that
toy line and been involved with it.
Just like doing Jeff Johns' character was kind of a slap in the face, and doing the Molar and all those different things, working these things in the line as sort of promotional funny things that Scott agreed that wanted to do, it just kind of feels like, why are you doing that? Why were you giving a creative character spot to a guy that has nothing to do with He-Man?
Yeah.
When you could give that spot to somebody that has something to do with He-Man.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the way he wants to run it. That's the way he does the line. You know, do whatever you want to do.
That's
your line.
Thing.
You run your thing.
It'll run its course.
But Standor makes no sense.
It will run its course.
All right. So there was that. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Hot Toys Batmobile.
Ooh, hot.
I think it's amazing. It's a great toy. I posted a big review and all
those
pictures.
It's a hot toy.
I love having it. There is one slight issue.
Uh-oh.
And that's a lot of people are getting these little scratch scuff marks near the canopy. And I have small ones on my toy. It's not enough to for me to go, I don't want it.
Yeah.
It's very small in the scheme of things compared to... But some of the ones I've seen online are pretty bad, and they're all in the same spots, which is... It's rumored that it has to do with the production process of getting the base onto it and screwing it in and stuff
it's
like that.
It's a paint scratch?
Yeah, it's two little tiny paint scratches. But some of them are really deep, like deep, deep scratches. Mine aren't nearly that bad.
Sounds like battle damage. Sounds like Batman had a hard time dealing with the Joker.
He said, that's just a couple of like bullet ricochet marks.
You can't have a mint car.
Yeah, you can't.
In real life,
you really should.
You should.
But, I mean, this thing costs $630.
Yeah,
you should
probably
it should be really be good.
Yeah.
And my box had a big tear in it. You remember seeing that when it came in?
I did.
So a lot of people are like, okay, well, why is this so rampant? There's a poll on their site, and it's like, I think, almost 50-50 between damaged ones and good ones. So people are contacting Sideshow and saying, mine's scratched up. Can I send it back and get a different one? And Sideshow's policy is, here's the options. We'll give you a $75 store credit for this $630 item that cost $110 to ship. So you're talking, you were probably in it for over $700. We'll give you a $75 merchandise credit, a $65 credit to your credit card, or you can send it back for a full refund, but we'll not exchange it. We don't have any product for exchanges. But the product's still available on their site. So how do you not have product for exchanges when you have product on your site for sale? And it's just come out, and I don't know how true this is, but everybody online is reporting that they're hearing from Sideshow that now Hot Toys has realized what is causing the problem, and it's that whole flipping over thing, and the next batch won't even have it. So the next batch that Sideshow gets will hopefully have corrected the problem and won't even have it. So if you ordered later on, you're going to get a perfect one. But all of us that got scratched up ones, we can't send it back and get a perfect one. The most we can do is send it back and get a refund and buy it somewhere else. That's bad business.
That's not very good.
That's bad customer service.
I don't care for that much.
That's a bad, bad customer service. Regardless of the whole exchange thing, your credit right off the bat is pretty paltry. You know, it's tiny. That's not even... It's barely 10% of what you paid. You're offering a better discount to wholesalers than that. They're still making money even off the scratched Batmobiles. They're not willing to take to break even on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, well, maybe if you offered a credit that was a little more in line with maybe you guys breaking even and the rest of us that are stuck with these, you know, feeling like, okay, well, at least they made it right. But instead, they're still trying to make money off the scratched ones, and that's just not cool.
That's not cool.
It's not cool.
Toys ain't that hot.
Word.
Okay.
And otherwise, it puts kind of a negative spin on something that really should be feeling awesome, you know, to have that in your collection. And I feel awesome about having it. I like it. It's an awesome, awesome piece.
Yep.
But it just sucks that they're not handling the issue that well.
I don't know what happened. That's what it meant to have the customer is always right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that meant. Not that somebody can come in and walk all over you, but it means that if you have to take, a hit, or if you have to sell something at cost for real,
yeah,
break even on it, then that's what you have to do to make your customer happy. That's,
but they're not. They're still making money, which is not cool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it stinks. But I'm not going to let it
my feelings about that. Don't let it ruin the Batmobile for you.
Yeah,
it's great.
I only have one thing left to talk about, so whatever you want to talk about.
All right, I've got one thing, but first we have another word from our sponsor.
All right. If there's one thing I can't stand for the life of me, it's dry skin on my face. People look at me like I'm from another planet. So I wake up every morning and splash on Jarell's anti-dry, super moisturizing face cream. For the rest of the day, my face glows like the yellow sun of the earth, and time begins to move backwards to a time and age of power and prowess. Jarell's skin creams and moisturizing lotions, spinning backwards around your planet.
Okay.
There it is, the word from our sponsor. Feel great about that.
I feel great about it.
I feel great about doing that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
My skin is not really that bad.
Well, if you ruin the commercial, then we're going to...
My skin is that bad.
I'm going to have to be the one to hear it, probably,
it's fine.
From Big J.
It's fine.
Okay, so Bruce Willis...
I'm glad you want to talk about this.
I love... look... I've loved Bruce Willis for a long time. He's been a cool guy for a long time, as far as I know. But a couple weeks ago, he did an interview for Red 2. Now, look, I'd be upset if I had to be in the movie Red 2 and do an interview about it also. But he was kind of... I'm trying to think of a word that I can...
Jerk?
That's a good family-friendly.
Yeah.
he was kind of a jerk in the interview, and he was real sarcastic, and he was real mean to the interviewer. I could also understand not liking that interviewer. That guy seemed like a real...
piece of work.
Real piece of work. So,
yeah,
you know, I thought it was kind of funny that he was mad, like, kind of mean to him.
It'd be funny if you were, you know, if I was just interjecting words as if I was being dubbed in, like you've been made for television,
yeah.
Or edited for television,
yeah.
And you said something like, you know, talk about the interviewer again.
Okay, well, the guy from the interview was being a real
piece of work,
too.
Yeah.
So...
That would be fun.
That was pretty good. Yeah. We should do an episode like that. So anyway, I thought that was funny, but now I'm thinking that maybe Bruce is just tired of acting.
Yeah.
I don't know, because he seemed to get a little bit of an attitude, and the news broke yesterday or over the weekend or whatever that he's not going to be in Expendables 3. And Stallone had made a tweet calling him selfish and lazy, which is kind of harsh words. These two have been friends for...
Yeah.
You know, a while, and Bruce Willis did the first Expendables for free. It was a short thing, but, you know, he did that as a favor, and everything's good, whatever.
I knew he did the first one for free. I didn't know that.
I'm not 100%, but they weren't... Arnold were not credited.
We'll just edit all this out. Just go with it.
Him and Arnold were not credited for that part.
Really?
It was a one-day... It was like a cameo-type deal, and I thought that they did
Maybe it wasn't them.
I thought he said that they did it as a favor.
Yeah, probably wasn't them. It was probably body doubles.
Sly got Gil Hibben made exclusive folding pocket knives to give to each one of them as a gift for being in that movie.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis probably sold his.
Probably did, now that I'm looking at what's happening. So he says that, strong words, and then today we find out that what happened was it was a four-day shoot, a scheduled four-day shoot for Bruce Willis, and they were going to pay him $3 million to do it, and he said, no, I want $4 million. I want $1 million a day. That's what I'm getting.
That's insane.
And... everybody that was in charge, including Sly, said no. No, why?
That's crazy to me.
I mean,
because not only
guess. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
go on.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say. So now, Brucey, Bruce Baby, Bruno, you get nothing. Now you get nothing. Now you have a 4-day vacation to sit at your house and do whatever, and you get nothing for it.
He was replaced in 72 hours, is what I heard.
In 72 hours with Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
not playing the same character. I don't believe,
but
that spot is...
It's a cooler spin, I think.
I was hoping that Harrison Ford would get in at some point.
Well, it's obnoxious because it's not like Bruce Willis is hurting for money.
Yeah, it's not like you don't... It's not like you're...
Like that extra million is going to... Oh, it's going to save Bruce Willis. Thank goodness.
Right, right.
Man, he finally made it out of the hole thanks to that $1 million.
Right.
Bruce Willis has got so much money sitting around.
Right.
Is that extra million really going to affect him that much?
He does a ton of movies. It seems like he does whatever movie anybody throws at him. He does 15 movies
whatever.
A year or something like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To me, to somebody that you supposedly have a friendship with and, you know, are comrades in some way, you're going to hold out for that million? It's not like it was a big contract like, okay, I get $10 million per movie and you can't pay that. It's like nothing.
Nothing.
Like $1 million at that point is nothing. You're getting $1 million a day.
It's like pocket change to us now. Like if you get your change back, you're, it's just nothing.
It's 4 days. It's not like it's taken up. It's not like you're committed to a big movie shoot that's going to take a month or 2 months or something like that.
That's silly.
That's 4 days that you are just going to be laying in your pool.
Yeah.
On your giant Hershey Kiss inflatable raft. It looks like a
hanging
Hershey.
Hanging out with Ashton Kutcher.
With Ashton Kutcher. They're probably not.
Ashton Kutcher's.
They're not hanging out anymore.
They're probably hanging out still.
They probably do.
Yeah.
It's probably Ashton's decision.
Yeah.
I'm blaming this on...
He probably called up Ashton and said, what should I do? And Ashton said, ask for another million.
I'm blaming this on Duke Kutcher.
Ask for another million.
I'm blaming this on the Kooch.
Yeah. So what Kutcher. I said to you was, they should get a guy that looks like Bruce Willis in the movie and just dress him up like a baby the entire movie. Just out of nowhere, there's just a guy wearing like a baby bonnet and a diaper.
Yep.
Just in all seriousness in the film, and just there he is.
Here he is.
Here's this baby.
The baby.
Here's this giant man baby. And have him, like, crying for things, and just, obviously, just the entire movie is just spent digging at Bruce Willis.
Giant
I
man
think
baby.
It would be great. I would see Expendables 3.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. I don't care about the rest of the movie. I would just want to see them make fun of Bruce Willis the whole time as a giant man baby.
Oh, man.
And I'm sorry, Brad Withers, if you're listening to this one, because he's a big Bruce Willis fan.
I am, too. I'm sorry to hear that this is happening.
He's a baby.
Honestly. Yeah. But he's being a baby about this.
I hope Bruce Willis is listening to this.
I hope that this is maybe some sort of publicity stunt and something gets worked out. I would like to see them make amends, like, publicly, like,
yeah.
Just be like, okay, we squash this. It's
or have
deal.
Him be a baby in Expendables 3.
Or have 3. Him be dressed like a baby in Expendables 3.
I think that's a better
if Bruce Willis and Stallone got into a fight in real life.
Stallone would destroy him.
Probably.
It would be. It would be an unfair fight.
I think Bruce was pretty tough, though.
He's pretty tough, but Stallone
he's not as strong, but he's...
Is strong tough. And tough.
That's a good matchup, though. I'd like to see it.
Mm.
I'd pay to see it.
Yeah.
They should settle it that way.
I
have
an
exclusive, like, UFC thing and just...
Bruce is tough, but he's more like movie tough.
He obviously doesn't have the work ethic.
Would be really
Stallone has.
Tough.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry to hear
fighting
this.
Stallone would be like fighting your dad. You're not going to win that fight.
I can beat up my dad.
No son can beat up my dad.
I can.
I'm sorry.
I know I can.
I'd pay real money to see that.
I would. How much?
It's years of experience
how
over
much?
The youth.
How much? Because...
I don't know. I'd have to talk to your dad. I'd have to talk to your dad first.
All right.
But 10 times out of 10, sons don't beat their dads. It's the way it goes.
Look, I got this.
It's just
I got
the way
him.
It goes.
I got
him. It's inherent. It's born into you. It's like a weakness. It's like kryptonite. It's built into you.
Festivus does not end until you pen me.
It's built into you. It's
the
just can't
feats
happen.
Of strength.
It just can't happen.
Well, it can happen, and it
can.
Would happen, and I hope you're willing to pay some money because I've got mats at my house.
It can't
and...
happen. I'm sorry. It's built into you.
I'm willing to...
You're going to start feeling sick and queasy like there's kryptonite next to you.
Why are you trying to peel me down?
You start to get into that fight, it's over. All right, here's the last thing I want to talk about is DC Villains Month.
There's no way.
Okay, I can't talk about it? It's no way?
No, there's no way that my dad is going to beat me.
I'm giving this fight to your dad. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying that he's weak. He's not.
I'm sorry.
He's not
it's
weak.
It's just the way it goes.
I'll beat...
Dads beat sons, that's it.
I'll beat my dad, I'll beat anybody's dad.
I'll tell you what, when you have a kid... Then you can beat up your kid.
I will.
Okay?
I will beat up my kid.
Yeah.
Until he gets older,
I will.
Maybe. Now, I'm not saying my dad couldn't take me. Like, 10 years ago, my dad could probably still take me.
I'm sorry. It's biology.
Maybe even 15
maybe
years
you
ago.
You didn't study biology.
15 years ago and
I guess
earlier.
You didn't study it.
Well.
I guess you didn't. You must have missed that class.
I've been using free sample packs of Drill Skin Cream. I feel super.
I've been drinking green tea all day.
I feel great.
All right, DC Villains Month. I want to talk about this real quick. DC Comics is stupid nowadays.
Oh.
They did the whole New 52 thing where they got rid of all the old continuity and wanted to bring in new continuity because they didn't want the old customers anymore. They wanted new customers. And it's basically, you know, it's run its course now. All the speculators have gone away. The books have all leveled out. They're having to cancel books. It's a bad situation. And it doesn't seem like anybody wants to admit that it's failing, and so they just want to keep letting the train run its course. You know, so it's just, it's real bad. So, two things that's happened lately. I think it's Paul Pope. He wanted to do a children's, like, a book that was all ages, that could have kids, you know, be involved too. And Didio, it might have been Didio, it might have been Bob Harris, one of the guys at DC, said something to him effective, well, we don't make comics for kids. We make them for 45-year-olds. If you want to make comics that kids can read, do Scooby-Doo.
Hmm.
Which is ridiculous. That is one of the sickest things I've heard out of the comics industry, because if you don't get kids to read comics, it's over. Once we all die off, it's over.
Yeah.
If a kid is reading Scooby-Doo, and all they read is Scooby-Doo, that's all they're ever going to care about is Scooby-Doo. You want them to care, like I did as a kid, read Batman, Superman, X-Men, all those things. And so I still care about those characters nowadays.
Right.
But if all you wanted to read is little kid books, then all they're going to care about is little kid books, and they're not going to be able to get that as an adult.
They're not going
to
grow up into
and go, oh, I want to read Scooby-Doo at 35 years old. You know, that's just not going to happen.
They won't.
So that is really stupid, and it's obnoxious, and it's very much the setting of DC nowadays, that they're just run by idiots. So they're doing this thing called Villains Month in September, where their brilliant idea is to stop all the current books and do all these Villains Month books. So if you're reading Batman, it's not going to be Batman that month. It'll be the Ventriloquist or something like that month, or Bane or Joker or something like that.
For like a one-off?
Well, I think it's two or three issues, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember exactly. But your books stop, and then these books start. And they have, like, weird 3D covers, and they're $3.99 because of those 3D covers. So comic shops don't know how much to order because they don't know which people are going to go, okay, I'm buying Batman. Does that mean I'm going to buy The Ventriloquist or whatever book it is? I don't even know if Ventriloquist is a book. I'm not paying attention to what books are what.
It's probably The Riddler.
But that anything where if you're reading Batman, does that mean you're automatically going to pick up the Riddler book?
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
So they put comic shops in a position where they have to just guess, but they've made it into this event and created this false hype by going, they're 3D covers, they're $3.99, it's a big event. You know, you got to get these books, you got to get these books. So they create this event, and then comic shops go, okay, we're going to just have to order it heavy and hope for the best. And then they come back and say, okay, we're going to have to allocate it because we don't have enough of those books to go around. So we're not going to be able to fulfill your whole order. We're only going to be able to fulfill part of your order, which is stupid because you wanted to create a big event to sell a bunch of books, and now you don't have the books to sell to the comic shops. The other thing is the books are $3.99 because of the 3D covers. So they come back and say, oh, we're going to do non-3D covers for $2.99 to make up for the fact we can't fulfill your $3.99s. And most of the people were like, well, I wouldn't want the $3.99. I don't care about the cover. I want the $2.99.
Right.
So now comic shops are stuck in a spot where they have to decide what books people are going to pick up off of their other numbers, what books they're going to come back to, because it's a great dropping point. If you're buying a book and you're like, eh, it's okay, but I'm keep buying it because of the numbering. If this comes along, you go, eh, okay, I can be done. This is a good stopping
Walk
point.
Away.
So now they got to, both situations where they got to order the villains one and then the next regular book to come back after this thing, and they have to decide which customers are going to want the $3.99 covers and which ones want the $2.99 covers. And they don't know how many of the $3.99 covers they're going to get because they're getting allocated, so they don't even know how many of the $2.99 books to order to make up for the $3.99 books. It's a huge mess.
Hmm.
It's like a disaster, and it just is the wheels falling off of this whole DC Comics. And it's really sad because I really don't know how DC's going to come back. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's such a mess.
They always seem to, all the companies that make big,
man, it's
big
a mess.
Mistakes. Just
it's
seem,
a mess, though.
Seem to be... doing okay.
Yeah.
Well,
DC, there's a great website. It's something like, has DC done anything stupid today? And they just reset their counter every time DC does something stupid each day. And I think the longest they've made it is, I think, 12 days before DC did something else stupid.
Hmm.
It's a good website. Look up on Yahoo, like, for anybody listening, has DC done anything stupid today? It's a great website. I bookmark it and I check it each day to see if they've done something stupid
what
that day.
What have you done for me lately?
This episode was filled with complaints.
Ooh, yep. Yeah. Well, I had a good time.
I did too.
Okay.
We complain a lot.
All right.
Yep.
This has been James and Mike with Action Features.
For every good one, there's a bad one.
That's right.
Maybe two bad ones.
We don't know what the next one's going to be like.
It's like riding in a car with a bad clutch. That's what Action Features is like.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's going to go smooth.
Sometimes it sticks.
Sometimes it's not going to go so well.
Sometimes you're stuck in the middle of an intersection, not being able to speed up, and the light changes. And
that's what this episode
your clutch
like.
Doesn't catch.
Yep. Pretty much.
That's what it's like.
Or maybe it was a good one. Who knows?
Every
time we think it's a horrible one, we listen back and we're like, hey, that one's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what? I had a good time, though.
I did, too.
I can say that. I did have a good
time.
You
know, I did. I don't know if they did.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not paying for it, so...
Yeah, it's fine.
You know? What do you expect?
Maybe when we get some money coming in.
Hey, it's free.
When we get some money coming in, we can do 2-3 hour episodes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then.
All right. Mike and James, Action Features, out! Yeah.